Well, taking sports this morning, Atlantic senior-to-be Austin Alexander announced on Tuesday his commitment to continue his basketball career at Northwestern College in Orange City. The point guard averaged 11.9 points and 4 assists per game during his junior season, in which the Trojans earned their way to the Class 3A State Boys Basketball Tournament. Alexander shot 46% from the field and from three-point range last year. Austin has also been active on the AAU basketball circuit this summer. He'll be counted on heavily next year as a senior. The Northwestern College Red Raiders play in the NAIA's Great Plains Athletic Conference and went 27-7 last season under head coach Chris Korver. Alexander will be one of four returning starters for Coach Alan Jenkins' Trojan squad this season. Well, the state boys basketball tournament is being reduced to a five-day event, with all the championship games being held on Friday. Alan Bestie is executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association and says Saturday was eliminated with the hopes of avoiding college basketball tournaments and spring break.
And along with that, trying to maybe revitalize our state basketball tournament just a little bit, and what could we do that we thought would make a difference. And we think that if we take off Saturday and have a championship day, a championship Friday, and put all the championship games on that one day, we're hoping that we can revitalize some energy into the state basketball tournament.
It's the first major change in the state basketball tournament since the move from 3 to 4 classes in 1985, and Bestie hopes it will boost their sagging attendance numbers.
If we can avoid conflicts for the fans and the teams who are coming, then I think we have an obligation to do that. And we felt by taking the Saturday off and condensing it down to a five-day tournament that we could help take away one of the conflicts that people may have that may lead them to do something else rather than come to a state tournament, or may make it difficult for them to come to a state tournament on a Saturday.
Well, the change in the schedule means that the first 2 days of the tournament will include a 9:30 a.m. start time.
The teams are going to be there. Typically, the fans are going to be there. If they're traveling a distance, the fans are going to spend the night. If they're not traveling a great distance, the fans will drive in that morning. So I think whether we go that early or whether we go an hour later really doesn't make that much difference.
A few years ago, the IHSAA floated the idea of super regionals and cutting the number of teams at the state tournament to 4 per class. Bestie says that was not one of the options considered.
The feedback that we got from our school administrators, our basketball coaches, our Basketball Coaches Association, was that they really wanted to bring the 8 teams to Des Moines because they thought that was where the state tournament was being held, and having the super regionals wouldn't have maybe the same feel as the event center. So we did not discuss the possibility of going to 4 teams at the state tournament whenever we made this change.
Well, the association also announced that the state swimming meet is moving from Marshalltown to the new facility at the University of Iowa.
They've hosted Big Ten meets. They've hosted NCAA meets. They've got some of those big meets on the schedule again for the future. The schools and the university are working together really closely on our state meet. So we just felt like now was the time to take advantage of that new facility. We had the manpower there to do that, and we just felt like this was the timing was right.
Marshalltown had served as the host since 2005, and Bestie says prior to that, the state meet had been held at the University of Iowa Fieldhouse Pool. Let's get baseball for you now. As Jed Jerko slammed a 3-run homer, and Yadier Molina added a solo shot and 3 RBIs to lead the Cardinals' second straight rout of the Royals 10-3 last night. Randall Grichuk also hit a solo homer, and Michael Wacha gave up 3 runs over 6 innings for his 9th win. St. Louis is just 2.5 games back of the National League Central leading Cubs after outscoring the Royals 21-6 in the first 2 games of that 4-game season series. In interleague play last night, it was Pittsburgh over Detroit 6-3. Cleveland beat Colorado 4-1. Mets over Texas 5-4. Minnesota beat Milwaukee 11-4. In the American League, Toronto over the Yankees 4-2. Boston beat Tampa Bay 2-0. White Sox over Houston 8-5. Seattle in 10 innings 7-6 over Oakland. The Angels beat Baltimore 3-2. In the National League, Miami over Washington 7-3. San Diego 7-3 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-2. Arizona 6-3 over the Dodgers. San Francisco beat Chicago 6-3. In the Pacific Coast League, Iowa beat Sacramento in 11 innings 6-5. Memphis twice over Omaha 3-1. And 4-2. Red Sox have activated Dustin Pedroia, who went 0-for-4 with a walk and a run scored as their designated hitter for last night's game against the Rays. He missed 8 games after he was placed on the DL with left knee inflammation. Indians all-star left fielder Michael Brantley is undergoing more tests after spraining his right ankle in the 5th inning of last night's 4-1 win over the Rockies. Cleveland reliever Andrew Miller may need more time to recover from knee tendonitis. He was placed on the 10-day disabled list last week with soreness in his right knee that's bothered him for weeks. A veteran linebacking crew will lead the Iowa defense this season. The trio of Josie Jewell, Ben Neiman, and Bo Bauer have combined for 118 games in a Hawkeye uniform. That September 2nd opener against Wyoming will be Jewell's 31st consecutive start at middle linebacker, and he says that experience helps when it comes to making reads.
The first day out there is going to be rough. You know, you're going to be, everything's going to be flying, especially just coming out of high school, freshman coming out of high school, and then there's a huge change from, you know, just even a couple months. So I think, you know, every time you go out in the football field, you see something faster, you recognize formations, you recognize the backfield set, whatever they're doing, and it just comes faster every single day.
Jewell says as he enters his final season, he is still a work in progress.
You know, everybody can always improve. I think I have a lot of things to improve on, you know, whether it's pass defense, whether it's rushing the quarterback, and tackling. I mean, there's always things to work on. You're never perfect at your craft.
Several young players are expected to play a significant role for the defense, and Jewell says it's up to all of the veterans to help provide leadership this year for the Hawkeyes. Hall of Fame quarterback turned broadcaster Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to 3 AFL titles and their only Super Bowl championship, will retire from the radio booth after the upcoming season. The Chiefs and their radio network announced Dawson's decision in a joint statement on Tuesday. Dawson joined the Dallas Texans in 1962 and led the franchise to its first AFL title, then stayed with the organization when it moved to Kansas City. The Chiefs also won titles in 1966 and 1969 when they beat the Minnesota Vikings in the Super Bowl, and Dawson was the game's most valuable player. He began broadcasting in 1966 while he was still playing, and he joined the Chiefs radio network in 1984. Dawson then joined Dan Dierdorf and Frank Gifford in 2012 as the only people to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as both a player and a broadcaster. You can hear Dawson and all of the Kansas City Chiefs crew this year again as we bring you Chiefs football this season. Also around the NFL, Jay Cutler is slinging footballs again. The new Miami Dolphins quarterback practiced Tuesday for the first time since December, marking the start of his comeback from a brief retirement. Cutler participated in the 11-on-11 drills and a lot of one-on-one conversations as he learns the names of his teammates. When the workout ended, the 34-year-old Cutler said he had no second thoughts about deciding to renew his working relationship with Coach Adam Gase in return for another season. Cutler agreed to delay the start of his network TV career and instead signed a $10 million one-year contract with Miami. He's expected to start in place of Ryan Tannehill, who's out with a knee injury that's likely to sideline him for the entire season. Quarterback Cam Newton will sit out the Panthers' preseason opener against the Houston Texans on Wednesday tonight as he continues to battle soreness in his right throwing shoulder. Other than some light warm-up tosses, Newton hasn't thrown at training camp since July 30th. The Falcons are holding out wide receiver Julio Jones in their preseason opener at Miami Thursday night. Jones has reported no problems in his recovery from minor offseason foot surgery. His practice time, though, has been regulated, though he has run pretty well. Well, the Iowa basketball team opened a trip to Europe with a victory. The Hawkeyes outscored the German All-Stars 51-21 in the second half, posting a 99-65 win. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
Anytime you play international teams, they really move the ball. They find shooters. But I thought we really contained penetration much better in the second half, which created more misses, which created more opportunities for us to run.
Iowa had 4 players in double figures. Freshman center Luca Garza showed that he'll be an impact player for the Hawkeyes with 17 points and 10 rebounds in just 19 minutes of play.
His energy level is infectious. He's incredibly intelligent and efficient. He's always in the right place. That's why I love him. So he's going to get a double-double every game.
Hawkeyes travel to Switzerland, where they'll play the Swiss All-Stars on Thursday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.